The bass drums, the tubas, the shenanigans. The UW Marching Band is iconic. And this year, they're going through some big changes. For the first time in 50 years, they have a new band director, Dr. Corey Pompey. WPR's Tim Peterson caught up with a pair of the band's veterans at a rehearsal to hear about these changes. He spoke with drum major Justine Spohr and assistant drum major and trombone player Grant Pettick.
And one, two, ready, and.
We'll typically start our rehearsals with some warm-ups and stretches, so we'll do some breathing exercises.
Air, taking up air.
Just get a few notes out on the instruments.
Trombone.
Then we'll move into some stretching, because what we do is very physically athletic and intensive, so we want to make sure we're well warmed up for that.
Who? Who's my partner?
Our marching step is so different than anything you might have learned in high school.
I think that it's very difficult to do our step and play at the same time. It's very athletic, the step is very jarring.
I think it's much more exciting, energetic, engaging. Insert positive adjective that starts with E here.
And I think we've been working this year to kind of try and smooth out some of the playing while still maintaining the energy and the athleticism in the step. So I think this year and moving forward, hopefully our sound will be a little more powerful. Then we'll usually do a brief music rehearsal. And then we'll move into our pregame practice. So that's the show that we do before the game starts. So we'll run all of the Wisconsin classics, like On Wisconsin, Songs to the Wisconsin, If You Want to Be a Badger, things like that. And then we'll move on to our music for the halftime. And then we'll start with a run through, and then we'll kind of work it set by set, moving from formation to formation, do a little bit of touch up and cleaning. And then end the rehearsal with another full run through of halftime or some conditioning drills. Mike's music that he selected in previous years was maybe a little less recognizable to some of the people in the student section. And I think some of the new music that we're getting is moving into the 21st century. The thing that makes me most excited about being a part of this ensemble is just the energy and enthusiasm and passion that every other person has here. You wouldn't be able to do this step and be a part of this band if it wasn't something that you really wanted to do.
You know, at the end of the day, no matter the score, we go out there on Saturday and we do the best that we can do. So as long as we feel like we've put out a good show and done what we know how to do really well, that's all we can do. Obviously, it's nice if the score comes out in our favor, but it doesn't take much for me to get everybody excited on game day. It's just the way we are.
Even if it's like 6 a.m. bus runs?
Even the 6 a.m. bus runs to 2:30 a.m. bus runs back. I mean, we got the energy. It feels very special. There's not a day in rehearsal or game days or even days when I'm not at rehearsal that I don't feel extremely lucky to be doing this. Extremely blessed to have this opportunity and to have met the awesome people that I have, to be playing the music that I really have come to love and appreciate. And there's really nothing like being able to go out and celebrate our football team, as well as our basketball team, hockey team, volleyball team, all of that stuff. It's just really special to be able to do what we do.
Tim Peterson brought us a story about the UW Marching Band. He's a producer for WPR Central Time and played in marching band at Northwestern. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Maureen McCollum.